Hello, world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. Woohoo! Yes, this is the show designed to piss y'all off until I make y'all love each other. That's right, friends. Time to duke it out and then have really good makeup sex and lots of kisses afterwards. None for you, though, Tiffany.
Oh,
just kidding.
Come on.
Seriously, though, while we are at it fighting, we are going to feature loads of unconventional therapy that will make all the therapists of the world try to get us all locked up. We have your hottest celebrities, male models, and oh yes, we will be trying to get them to take their clothes off for your entertainment purposes. We have the good news, health help, talent shows, skits, and loads of advice, especially for you kinky ass weird ones. I am Sydney Silver, and sitting next to me is my fabulous co-hostess, Tiffany Tony. Whatever I say that pisses her off and makes her angry, she's going to sit there and argue with me. Want to say hello, Tiffany?
Hey, guys. I'm Tiffany Tony, the co-hostess with the mostest. I might be brown sugar, but I'm not always sweet. I tell it like it is, and we expect you to do the same.
Heck yeah. High five.
High five.
Today on the show, we have an amazing guest. She is a woman with a vision. Her name is Jazz Hawk.
Hey, Jazz.
Would you like to say hello,
Hi.
Jazz?
Hi.
Hi. So Jazz, actually, I'm going to bring her back on another show because she has some really dirty secrets to tell. About not herself, about somebody else.
Well, we can't wait to hear them.
Another organization, yeah. But that's not our topic today. Today, we're going to hear all about her vision to build all of the Star Trek fleet ships out in the desert, which sounds awesome to me.
Yes.
All right.
Building project.
A building project. Okay, yes. So we'll get to you in just a minute. Feel free to chime in with us. Right now, I would like for us to go to the good news. And what is the good news? I'll explain right after our intro. Can we play the good news? Little glitch, it's okay. Woo! All right, so if you could see that, which we couldn't see that here, it's like a little cute thing. The good news is bouncing around and everybody's clapping. So what is the good news?
Here.
The good news is good news in the world, the good news in your life. Or, as I like to do, I like to take what is formerly seen as the bad news and maybe even reverse it and see what's the good news in it, because I believe there may be a silver lining in everything. I'm not sure yet.
The glass is always half full.
Yeah, kind of depends on your, like, optimism level, right? What you want to take out of it. But I'm going to try to do that today. Everybody else can give us your good news in your life or the world or something like that. So think about that.
Absolutely.
And
I have some good news.
Not to blame. Awesome. Okay, hang on. I just don't, really fast, I don't want to blame the mainstream media, because I know a lot of people blame the mainstream media and say, oh, like, all they do is show the bad news. Mm. Well, you know, they have to. I actually met the president of, I think it was ABC News, and he was telling a huge crowd, like, I want to show the good news, but you will get mad at me unless I show you the bad news, and unless I tell you what rape happened in your neighborhood, you're going to call me mad that I didn't report it. And he asked everyone to give him the good news, and not one person had it except for me. So I don't blame the mainstream media. I'm just saying in this show, we're going to do that.
Well, who do you blame?
All of us. You know, we want to know the bad news. That's mm-hmm. okay. That's okay. I'm just saying right now, let's do the good news.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. So do you have some good news? I think you got cast in a film recently, right?
Yeah, I got cast in a horror short.
Awesome.
I'm the lead.
Do you have to die?
I'm super excited. I do. Gosh, what's up with that?
Blood?
Yeah, I think there is some blood. I'm kind of excited about it. It's so opposite of my character, so I'm excited to get to be someone else for a few days.
Cool. So, yeah. Is that your good news?
That is my good news.
Oh, wow. So I guessed
it. You guessed it. You're in my head, girl.
I'm on her Facebook, so I cheated. All right. Awesome. Jazz, do you have any good news for us?
No, not right now. Just
not right now?
Just making my websites. I still got all the websites to make for the building project.
You've got to be pretty smart to create a website.
Oh, I love it.
That's good news. You know how to build a website.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yay. Okay. I'm going to go into a piece of good news. I'm going to reverse something that would be formerly seen as bad. I was really sick last week, and I was in a lot of pain. It sucked. I actually went to the ER, and I was laying there thinking, I hate life. I should just die. I think I'm just going to kill myself.
But you still looked cute.
I didn't know.
The doctor, I'm sure you did.
The doctor did, I think, maybe molest me. And actually, two doctors tried to do it. Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, there you go.
I'm like, wait a minute. There's no speculum here.
Pain and pleasure all in one.
All you're doing is pulling down my blankets. putting your finger in me. Ah! Yeah, I really do think the doctor might have molested me. I'm not sure.
And you're like, I came here for an eye infection.
Yeah. My eye's hurting. What are you doing to me? Yeah, she was very quick about it and I left me.
Oh, it was a woman.
Yeah.
Were you in West Hollywood?
Both times I have been ever molested by a doctor, they were both women.
Oh, okay.
The first time I'm absolutely sure about it. I'm absolutely sure that I got molested.
What night of the week was this?
Oh.
Because on Tuesday, it's lesbian night in West Hollywood, so I just didn't know if it was Tuesday.
Oh, my. Ah, okay. That's why it happened. Okay. No, but so I was in pain, and I was thinking, okay, life sucks. I hate this. I'm dying. I don't like pain. I'm such a baby. I hate pain. I might as well just die if I'm going to living in pain, right? And then I thought about it. There's got to be good news in this. What the heck is the good news? This is my forte. I'm going to bring the good news out. Well, I thought pain is my body's way to tell me what's wrong in my body. Mm-hmm. So the good news is I know there's something wrong and I can fix it.
Absolutely.
So that's my good news in the pain. What if there had been no pain?
Absolutely.
I could be dying right now.
And you just would have gone on with your life thinking everything was normal.
Exactly. So the good news is I was in pain.
You still feel.
And I was able to fix it, thankfully. So, all right. So want to go on to our topic of the day. Can we play the topic of the day? Intro. Okay. If you do not know me yet, I was on a former radio show and I was kind of like called crazy all the time. So, like by my co-host.
Everybody's crazy in their own way.
Yay!
Right?
Thank you. That's what I thought. I'm like, hey, I'm crazy fun. Anyway. But yeah, so I'm kind of like have some wacky topics. So today, my topic of the day is dun 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 dun. Was Jesus a vampire? I'm gonna show this picture. Of Jesus.
If you guys can't see this picture, this guy is really hot. And if this was Jesus, then I don't know if he was a virgin or not. I
mean, Jesus is hot. He is hot. And look in here in this picture, he looks so hot. He has like fangs and he has like nails. So I just wanted to ask your question. Do you think Jesus was a vampire? Because it's very important. Because if Jesus was a vampire, we are actually looking for him in the wrong places. We should not be looking in the churches. We should be looking in coffins, goth world, vampire places. Oh, I'm serious.
I'm sure he ate garlic with the bread that he was breaking with these people at these last and final suppers.
Okay,
and
did Jesus...
Vampires can't eat garlic.
Did Jesus
did he
ever,
eat it all?
Did he ever eat garlic?
It's not written, but who eats bread with nothing on it?
Okay, well, I have a counterbalance. If you know if Jesus ate garlic, okay, you need to go to our show website, sydneysilvershow.com. Go to our forum and put the answer in. I've never heard of him eating garlic, but if
do
you
do vampires eat at all?
Yes.
I've been watching Twilight, so I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Do vampires even eat? Okay, well, she's killing me here. Wait. Before she kills me, I want to bring up my evidence.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here we go. John 6:54 in the Bible. Jesus said to them, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood. That was him scratching his chest with a fingernail, right? Has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Come on now.
Oh, okay. So,
vampire.
You know, I've read that scripture before and I've never heard it done in that accent. So I get why people would be confused or question it.
Well, come on.
But I think it's symbolic. I mean,
Wait. What's wrong with Jesus being a vampire? I love vampires. Vampires are hot. I think vampires are hot. Come on. Everyone who saw that Twilight movie, like half the girls were divided. They liked the vampire, right? I hope he is a vampire. I hope Jesus is a vampire.
Well, you know, I'm just glad that he did what he did. If he's a vampire, if he's not a vampire, I don't know. But I'm sure he had garlic with that bread. And that, for me, is enough.
Can we show the vampire Jesus photo? Let's check it out. Let's take a look here. There's Jesus as a vampire. I don't know. He looks sort of pristine and kind of
he's
like dressed in white. But who says goths have to dress in black?
Well, that's true. Maybe, I don't know. I mean,
this is a stretch here, Sid.
I believe in a gothic Jesus.
Well, maybe there was a gothic guy who hung out with Jesus.
Churches used to be gothic. They were like big clanging things, like boom, people like with whips. Whoosh, whoosh,
what kind of churches do you go to? I've never been to one of these churches.
Not the modern churches, anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Maybe we can check one of those out. Yeah. I'm curious now.
Oh, but I have more proof. He did get killed by a crucifix. So can we show the vampire killing kit photo? That's a crucifix. That is a vampire killing kit. Think about it. What do you
think? He was nailed to a cross. I mean, I think if anybody was nailed to a cross, they would die.
Okay, we're divided on this issue.
Okay.
She thinks Jesus was definitely not a vampire. Yeah, I think he definitely was a vampire. And if he scratched his chest, I would lick that blood.
I don't know if I believe that vampires even exist.
It kind of turns me on.
Well, so you've made this whole thing up just for your own midnight fantasies?
No, I'm saying it's a real debate. It's actually raging on the internet right now. I found out. I was not the first person to think about this. I found out. What do you think, Jazz? Yes or no? Are you kind of divided or whose side are you taking? Or are you just pleading the fifth?
Neutral.
Neutral.
Oh, come on.
She's taking the safe route.
Yes.
Good, because I was going to arrest you for the wrong answer. I'm just kidding. All right. So let's get to Jazz here. So, Jazz, you are actually building every ship. Is it every ship in Star Trek?
Yes.
That's your goal?
I'm a Trekkie. I started a foundation called the Trekkie Foundation.
Okay.
And it is a building project. What I want to do is, instead of all the buildings being regular buildings like we're all accustomed to, I want to build them in the shape of the Enterprise, Voyager, Klingon ships, alien ships, Battlestar Galactica, Jupiter 2.
The Borg.
Oh, yeah. Going to have a Borg cube there. That'd be cool.
Now, are these going to be, actual ships or just replicas? Can we take off and go to the moon?
You won't be able to fly. You won't be able to fly, unfortunately. You'll be land.
What is it like? Is it like a museum, a hotel?
Nope. Yeah,
nope.
That's what
I was gonna ask. It'd be just a regular living place where you would live.
Oh, so I could buy a condo in the ship.
Like, say you got the Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Captain Kirk's Enterprise can hold 430 people.
Okay.
That's how many rooms they have on that ship. Well, instead of it being built like a regular house, which you'd have to have a big apartment to have that many people living there.
Right.
It would be built in the shape of the Enterprise.
Oh, I love it.
It just won't fly.
I want to live on the Voyager.
And we're going to have Voyager there.
Captain Janeway's quarters.
Yep, an Excelsior Sulu ship.
So would this be a gated community of just...
We can make it gated.
All right. Then I'm in.
Now, is it going to function like a ship? Will you have the sliding doors like Zoom?
Yes, the doors will open up just like the doors on the Enterprise.
Will people be required to wear the uniforms?
That's up to them.
Okay.
It's totally
up to them. I would want to wear the uniform.
Yeah.
If they want to wear it, they can.
But I'd be like, wait a minute, there's like three Captain Janeways on this ship. Move over, biatch.
Well, there'd only be one person running each ship.
I see.
So how do you apply to be the captain?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Well, once we get the ships built up, made, then whoever wants to actually live there, and they live rent free.
So would it be a democracy where everybody votes on who this captain would be, or?
Well, we'd find the best person who's best suited for the job, who can just go and make things happen.
I think I'm feeling qualified here. So, most important question for me, will there be a food replicator on the ships?
Well, there'll definitely be food there. I don't know if we'll have replicators.
Maybe one day I can make that happen.
But
that's a big goal for me.
If they invent it, then we'll put it on there if they invent it. But the doors will open like the Enterprise.
Like a protein soup, and boom, out pops like a squiggly eyeball. Right?
How far along are you with this process of making something like this happen?
Okay, I've already found land in Texas.
Cool.
I want to buy 120 acres of land. Once I buy it, I am going to put my fundraising site on all the fundraising sites and try to raise the money to build these buildings.
Okay.
Well, hopefully you'll accidentally come across some oil on that land, and then you'll have all the money you need right there.
Buy in South Dakota or North Dakota. So why did you choose Texas? Because I have a better location to suggest. What about Mars? Have you considered?
I wouldn't have any way to get to Mars to do all that.
Oh, darn.
She said the ships don't fly.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, once you build these ships on Earth, I just think, like, next thing you got to do is take the longevity serum. Okay, you got to live like 200 years.
Well, I'm definitely
and then we're
going
to go to Mars and we're going to put this thing on Mars because I really think that would just be smash.
Well, I'm definitely going to be here 100 years.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good deal.
She spoke it into existence.
And if the longevity serum comes, maybe we'll just take it for like another few hundred
there
years.
There you go.
Make this goal happen. Okay. So where do you have your, do you have any fundraising sites or any websites people can go to now to check it out? Or
the only thing I have are just my websites. I haven't put anything on the actual fundraising websites, but I have my websites. The main website is www.thetrekkiefoundation.com.
Okay.
And it lists all the projects, and I'm making individual websites for each project, and it's listed, and the website for those, for the individual websites are listed there, too.
So the TrekkieFoundation.com.
TrekkieFoundation.com.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you forget that, and you remember Jazz in your head, but you're like, what was her website again? You can always go to SydneySilverShow.com and check out our guests and our shows and her photograph, I think some part of that is linked to her website. So you can actually go to SydneySilverShow.com and go straight to her website.
Awesome. Awesome.
By the way, Tiffany, what is, do you have any website where people can find you?
No, I do not want to be found.
She's a criminal. She's a criminal.
Got too many people looking for me, girl.
All right. Well,
I'll
well,
be helping.
I
we'll
wish
be,
you.
We'll be helping people from all walks of life. People
oh, really?
That have been homeless.
That's amazing.
Low-income people, people that have lost their jobs.
That's amazing.
You'll
wanting
be
to make
them-
the, wanting to make this so that they have a place to live while they're trying to get back on their feet. So there'll be some people that will decide to live there for a long period of time, and there'll be some people that just be passing through.
Now, is there any type of rehabilitation services that will be provided for those people who are in a place of transition? Or
well, what I want to do is that, like, people who are filing for disability, the veterans who don't have a place to go, and they need a place to go while they're trying to get their lives in order, they'd have a place to where they're not having to pay any money right away while they're doing what they need to do to get
so they
back
can
on their feet.
Kind of live there free, then they get their disability and they start paying for their condo or whatever.
Right, they would just start paying rent, but it's not going to be a high rent like every place else is like charging an arm and a leg.
Well, I look forward to it. So if you're interested in helping her build the Trekkie Foundation, please go to her website and email her. I'm sure she would be more than happy to connect with you on that. And if you've got any sort of funding sources for this, I know you Trekkies out there do, and I know you want to go to these ships because I do.
Absolutely.
Oh, you actually, I was saying before the show, I used to have little vampire fangs, and I was, hello, Jesus. And they got shaved off by my orthodontist. I was so mad. He just shaved them off without my permission while my teeth were numb.
I think your teeth look great. I didn't see the fangs before, but.
Thank you.
Apparently,
but
you're
Jazz
really
understands
upset that
how
gone
sad I was because she wants ears.
Yes,
right.
I want to find a plastic surgeon that will give me Mr. Spock's ears.
Love
I
it.
Love
what?
His ears.
How long have you felt this way? And are you
since
dead
the
set
first,
on it?
Since the first time I saw Star Trek.
So when,
I
when are you going to make this
ears
happen?
As soon as I get the money and I find a surgeon that will do it.
Okay.
Because since it's an unusual request, it might be hard to find a surgeon that'll do it.
You might have to make up a reason.
I want them to look exactly like Mr. Spock's ears.
Awesome.
I think they look cool.
Have you ever tried the fake ears on?
No, I
haven't.
You
might want to do that first before making such
I love his ears.
I'm
kind
of going
to make it happen somehow.
I'm a Trekkie too, even though I'm not as up on the whole. When I was young, I wasn't really allowed to watch TV, but I was allowed to watch Star Trek, Doctor Who, and like a little bit of like Mork and Mindy, like little sci-fi things. Yeah. So Star Trek is still, you know, one of my favorites. I'm definitely not as educated as the other Trekkies. But yeah, when we get our Star Trek costumes, we're going to get Star Trek costumes. We will be back on this show in our Star Trek costumes.
Oh, yes.
So.
Are there any festivals or anything like that that Trekkies go to? I'm just curious.
If you go to the StarTrek.com. They sell all kinds of Star Trek stuff, but they also list conventions on there.
I'll have to check that out.
Hey, if you are involved in Star Trek at all, like producer or, you know, anyone involved in the franchise, could you contact Jazz about this? Because I just think it's such a good idea. And I would just love a room on the Voyager.
And you'll have one. We'll have one waiting for you.
I remember you said that.
All right. So we'll come back to this if we have more time. I don't think we do right now. I want to go really quickly to our last segment, which is Health Help. Can we please play the Health Help intro?
Nature.
All right, so the thing I discovered today, because I was sick last week, I'm always trying to cure myself and cure other people. I actually cure a lot of people, and I'm really interested in natural health. So
she cured me of my non-tanness.
Yeah.
Now I'm tan all year long, every day.
Yeah, I wish I could do that for myself. Well, I just can't cure myself as well as other people. So, yeah, she's good in a swimsuit now. So this is something I found. It is something I found on the internet. So I don't know if it's really real or not. I'm testing it out right now. It's called Silver Kills All Viruses. Hmm. You know, they say viruses can't be killed.
All right.
Well, anyways, I'll just read this really quickly. It says, the Journal of Nanotechnology has published a study that found that silver nanoparticles kills HIV, other viruses, and is likely to kill virtually every other virus and bacteria and fungus. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. So it's extremely tiny. And it said the silver particles killed 100% of viruses within 3 hours for all the methods used in the testing. The scientists believe that the silver particles bonded to the virus and just like destroyed it. So it basically, they have found that it has killed smallpox virus, AIDS, hepatitis B, SARS, herpes. And I was actually wondering if it could help with Ebola.
I was just about to say that.
Because they had that Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, and also, the bigger issue, I'm concerned about Ebola. I'm nervous.
Right? I'm a little nervous,
too. So we should go get some silver jewelry.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Well, see, it's not just silver, although I do have to say I have a really good name. I guess I kill viruses. yeah, no, but it's nanotechnology silver. And it's actually not just the silver. It has to be ionized.
Where do we get this from?
The scientists were discovering that it was ionized. Well, I actually have a bottle right here. I cannot show you the brand.
You would have a bottle.
Cannot show you the brand yet. I brought a bottle of silver. This has been in my cupboard for like 5 years. So I don't know if it's going to work or not. I actually
was frightened of it. What do you do with it?
Yeah, you'll actually ingest it. I took some in some water. Actually made me feel a little bit sick, so I don't know. But I brought some. I wanted to do an experiment with it, so I thought I would just, you know, do that on the show. I brought some bread.
I want to make a sandwich with that bread.
Sorry, that's Jazz's thing.
That was me running over to get this sandwich.
Do not ever make a sandwich with this bread, because it's going to be our experiment. So this is bread I'm going to just sprinkle with water. And this is bread I'm going to actually put silver on. And then I'm going to, you know, tape these two breads and I'm going to just let them mold. This is Ezekiel bread. Mm-hmm. So it molds really fast and really easy. It's sprouted grains and stuff.
So what is your hypothesis in terms of what you think, how you think the silver will affect the mold?
Well, I'm hoping that what happens here is that the one with just the water on it gets moldy. Right?
Okay.
And that the one with the silver on it.
So you're pouring the water into the plastic bag with the
I just
piece
poured water on here. It's nice and juicy now. So I'm hoping that
whole grain bread.
This one gets moldy.
Okay.
And that the one with the silver doesn't get moldy, at least not where the silver hit it. So
look at you and
that
your little science experiment.
Proof for me, right? Yeah, because I only read this on the internet. It's like, how do you know that this stuff is real, right? You might as well just do an experiment, right?
Yeah, one way to find out, right?
So, yeah, but here's an interesting thing. You can read this, Tiffany, while I am pouring silver on the bread. So read this top part.
Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has recently approved the use of a liquid spray disinfectant containing 30 ppm of silver for use in child daycare centers, preschools, schools, gymnasiums, and children's activity centers. The EPA approved advertising claims for this silver spray. It includes a 30-second kill time and a 24-hour residual kill time on standard bacteria, a 2-minute kill time on resistant bacteria, and a 10-minute kill time on fungi, a 30-second kill time on HIV type 1. Huh, interesting. And a 10-minute kill time on other viruses. So a person, or what does it say? A proven 30-second kill time against AIDS and a 10-minute kill time against other viruses.
Yeah. Wow. And it also works against bacteria and fungi, supposedly. So, but it has to be 25 nanometers in length or less.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think 22 is prime. and it needs to be ionized. So there's, I'm not selling one. There's kits out there online where you can get them. Right. I'm just trying to do this experiment because I'm telling you what, if this bread does not mold that has the silver on it, and this bread does mold that has the water in it, I'm going to be taking this crap because think about it. Like,
are you supposed to just put it in a smoothie or put it on your body or what are you, what do you do with it?
I think you just put it in some water. Yeah.
Can I smell it?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and taste it. It's kind of tasteless. Like I said, that one's 5 years old. So if this doesn't work, I'm going to actually redo it with some new silver. So yeah, go ahead and taste it, Tiffany.
I'm scared. In 5 years, does it expire?
I don't know. But see,
well,
like
you probably should have checked that out before you drink it in the water.
I had this silver in my cupboard for 5 years. The reason is because
it doesn't really have a taste.
Doesn't have a taste.
Not
right?
at all. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. The reason I had it for 5 years is because I was scared of it because there was a bunch of anti-silver stuff out there saying you're going to turn blue if you take silver. Well,
it was
it's
today
only
the first time
silver,
you took
so.
It.
No, I took it actually for the week before I went to the doctor. She actually said I was getting rid of my UTI, which is what I had. She said it was almost gone by the time I came in. So maybe that was it. Maybe I would have cured it if I just hadn't freaked out and gone to the doctor. You know,
do you
so,
have
I
to
don't know.
Put this on the affected area, like put it on your vagina, or did you just
actually,
drink it?
It did used to be used as an antibiotic before we had the other antibiotics.
I see.
So it might work that way.
Maybe.
All I've ever heard is to take it internally, though.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm very interested to find out. Think about it. We've got Ebola breaking out in other parts of the world. And did you hear what happened with that outbreak? The people are, they tore down the clinic and freed the people with the Ebola. So now the Ebola is like rampaging. Yeah.
I missed that. Wow. Yeah. I have no idea.
They thought that the Ebola wasn't real and it was a government conspiracy. And now the soggy mattresses filled with Ebola are all over the country and people are using it and stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of scared of the coming future with all the viruses. We've got too many people on this planet.
The end is
viruses
near.
Viruses are hungry. They're chomping their fangs. They're like, rah, 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 rah. We really like you.
Well, I need to go buy some silver.
All right. So we are winding down here. We've got about 30 seconds. It's been really nice to see you today. This was our first show. Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you for joining us, Jazz.
Yeah, thank
you for
so
having
much.
Me.
We'll have you back.
Great.
We've got some more stuff to talk to you about. Tiffany? Any last words?
You guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we hope that you'll be back next week.
Heck yeah.